This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Use code GRACE to receive $10 off plus free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com to order today. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is that you cannot compare this, and I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie.
Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture.
Okay.
They're the same picture.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence last week, somehow we're wrong.
Unchained and unstoppable.
A lot of people have drank the poison of white supremacy, and that's what Donald Trump represents.
Did you mean for all those words to come out together, or did they just fall out randomly?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And are we doing okay here, Taylor? Because we're having a lot of lights are flashing here in the studio. I just want to know if anything, and we're having problems with our computers. But
lights
flashing. Lights are flashing. Yes, they're
like,
flashing
like on flashing videos on the dark web.
On the camera, they're flashing on the camera. 407, flash, flash, flash. It's okay as long as everything's cool here. We'll continue on. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. The impeachment debate is going on in the House, and again, we're going to give it a good leaving alone here, because the hypocrisy, the sanctimony, the smugness, the pomposity is just breathtaking here, and I think you understand. And let's just play a little bit of it before we go on here. This is a guy named Adriano Espaillat. I never heard. He's from New York, apparently. But here's a flashback from what he was saying last year, I guess. Cut 29.
And that, yes, without no justice, there will be no peace.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Okay, this is now what he's saying. Now, is he going to get banned from Twitter for saying this? I mean, you talk about inciting. Listen to what he says. Cut 28.
Madam Speaker, today I cast my vote for the second time to impeach Donald J. Trump. He is unfit to hold office. He summons and dispatches mob to kidnap and hurt many of us. He is unfit to hold office. He summons and dispatches mob to assassinate Vice President Pence, to assassinate Speaker Pelosi. He is unfit to hold office. He summons and dispatches a mob that waved the racist Confederate flag and assaulted this Capitol, resulting in the death of 5 Americans, including 2 Capitol police officers. He is unfit
to hold office. The gentleman's time has expired.
We must
impeach. The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York reserves the balance.
He dispatched his mob to kill Vice President Pence and Speaker Pelosi. That's rather an intemperate charge, isn't it? Does he have any evidence to back that up at all? But wait, we've got more. Do you remember Juliette Kayyem? She actually ran for governor for about 10 minutes in Massachusetts. I can't even remember the year it was. I met her at the Video Link Studios one night. I just introduced myself. And she's worked in the Obama administration. I think she's got some kind of ties to Harvard. Listen to this. I mean, is this intemperate hate speech that the former Democrat candidate for president is promoting on CNN last night? Cut 12.
Trump is the spiritual, but I will also say operational leader of this domestic terrorism effort. He tells them where to go. He tells them what to do. He tells them why they're angry.
He's a spiritual and operational domestic terrorism leader. Oh, okay. All right, 844-500-4242. We have a lot to get to here today. But I want to start off with a really good piece of journalism here. I don't know where it's from, actually. It's by Victoria Taft. It's a list of the powerful companies that are cutting off Trump and his supporters after the Capitol siege. So one of them is YouTube. That just happened today. This didn't even make her report. YouTube has suspended the Trump channel for at least a week. New York City, under Bill de Blasio, has canceled all Trump contracts. Trump organization contracts. They're worth $17 million. So this is a case of there's bad news because they've totally botched the rollout of the vaccine, he and Governor Cuomo. So you're going to just change the subject by going after Orange Man Bad. It's traditional politics. You know, find a fall guy for your disasters. A Chicago alderman, as we mentioned in the first hour, is going to file legislation to strip the Trump name off a big skyscraper in the Windy City. Okay, so let's go over these things. The following is a list of companies and organizations that have cut off the president and or his friends. Amazon has cut off donation to Republicans who fought election fraud and demanded an extension of the voting in the Electoral College. The Professional Golf Association has cut its ties with the Trump organization. They reneged on their agreement to hold the 2022 PGA Championship at Bedminster Golf Course, which Trump owns in New Jersey. It said that continuing to associate with Trump, quote, would be detrimental to the PGA of America brand. It would be detrimental to the brand. Facebook, you know that. They banned President Trump from posting on its platform. Twitter has permanently banned the president. Shopify, an e-commerce company, has dropped the Trump campaign and Trump organization from its platform permanently. Stripe, an online payment company, has dropped the president because it claims he encouraged violence. Reddit has cut off the subreddit handle r/Donald Trump due to Stop the Steal discussion. Snapchat has shut off the president's account. It muted the account in June. Twitch, I don't even know what Twitch is, has locked President Trump out of its Minority Report-like standard that he might incur violence. Academia, you want some more of this stuff? Academia. Lehigh University gave Trump an honorary degree in 1988, has taken it back. Wagner College withdrew its honorary degree it awarded the president in 2004. Middlebury College, very PC in Vermont, they are considering revoking Rudy Giuliani's honorary degree, given for his valiant response to 9/11. Banks and finance. American Express. The New York Times reported that the American Express PAC, Political Action Committee, would no longer support any congressional member who voted against certifying the election. Of course, you know, Democrats have been voting against certifying the election for the last three times the Republicans won the presidency. 2000, 2004, 2016. I don't believe the American Express PAC decided to ban them from getting contributions. MasterCard says it's cutting off donations to any politician who tried to hold up the count of the Electoral College voters. Publishing media. Hallmark, the Hallmark Channel, which I never watch, has asked Senators Josh Hawley and Roger Marshall to give them back their campaign contributions for voting against certifying the elections. Did they ask the Democrats in 2000, 2004, and 2016 to give back their contributions? Incidentally, Hallmark not only has the card company and the crappy television cable channel, they also own the Crayola arts material company. Cumulus Radio Station Group reportedly put its conservative hosts on notice that they may not give oxygen to the idea that the election wasn't over. I heard Mark Levin last night. He works for Cumulus or Westwood One, which is owned by Cumulus. He said he hadn't heard anything about it. And Chris Plant said he hadn't heard anything about it either. But that's a story in the Washington Post. But remember, the Washington Post is also the same newspaper that reported that President Trump's father had run an anti-black ad when he was running for mayor of New York in 1969. Only one problem. Fred Trump never ran for mayor of New York. And the ad was a parody. This was not even a fake news. It was a parody. And the Washington Post fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So again, the Washington Post said Russians were trying to hack into the U.S. electrical grid on the East Coast, and it turned out it was a guy checking his email in Vermont. So they published a lot of fake news over the years, the Washington Post, not to mention the whole deeply sourced Republican hoax campaign for which they gave themselves a Pulitzer Prize. But I'm just reporting that. That's what's going on. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time New Year's sale and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. You know, you get into ruts. You just keep cooking the same dishes over and over again. It's like you're a robot going to the store. You know what you got to get every weekend when you shop because you're going to cook the same stuff. It's easy, but it gets boring and it gets unhealthy too. It's best to vary your diet. That's where HelloFresh comes in. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. You don't have to worry about those masks and icy parking lots and all the other hassles of going to the supermarket.
Karens. No Karens.
No Karens. That's it, too. Karens. Oh, my God. Look, they're even going after Bruce Willis. They're going to go after you if you don't have a mask. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options.
Do they have any shaman vegan recipes?
Shaman vegan recipe. And now they've caught another guy who was in fur, and it turns out he's a registered Democrat. But I digress. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and save time so you have more time to spend with your loved ones. It's a good deal all the way around, and you're gonna get to try new dishes. That's always a good thing. You may find something you like. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box during HelloFresh's New Year sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
You regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Uh, 844-500-4242. Apparently there is a sign up there about Charlie Baker. Maybe you should take 25% of your salary while you're shutting the restaurants down to 25% of capacity. We're not going to be able to get the woman on tonight, but we're going to try to get her on tomorrow night, who owns the restaurant, and she's going to send us a picture. I'll try to get the picture posted somewhere. 844-500-4242. Take advantage of HelloFresh's New Year sale and get simple recipes and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free. Right now, get 10 free meals, including free shipping, during HelloFresh's New Year's sale with code HOWIE10 at HelloFresh.com. That's code HOWIE10 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you plan on leaving Twitter?
I do eventually, yes, but it's we haven't set up a Gab account yet, so I don't know if Parler's coming back or not. I hope they are. Obviously,
I would assume they're coming back. I mean, they've got to retain their servers and you know, put them somewhere else, host their own servers.
But right,
we had a pretty good following on Parler too.
We did.
Oh. Yeah, we had almost 30,000.
We had 85,000 on Twitter, right?
Yeah, but considering when we started
5 days ago and now
5 months ago, yeah.
Now we're down to 77,000. But it's the same. I understand people checking out, and believe me, today was the first time I ever got censored. We'll talk with our next guest about that later on.
I was looking at Gab with Jared today, and it's very akin to Twitter. It's a very easy to follow layout like Twitter. But 27% they say they will be leaving Twitter, 3% say they will be staying, and 70% say they've never even been on Twitter.
All right. And again, I repeat my question, is Twitter going to come after these people who are saying these things, like this Espelot, the congressman from New York, saying, I mean, he said that Trump tried to assassinate his own vice president and Speaker Pelosi. He said that. And
fake news.
And Juliette Kayyem, a former candidate for governor of Massachusetts, said that he is the spiritual and operational domestic terrorism leader. And Nadler said that the people in the House were accomplices. You want some more overheated rhetoric? How about this one? This is AOC, cut 6.
Perhaps my colleagues weren't in that room. Perhaps my colleagues were not fully present for the events on Wednesday. But we came close to half of the House nearly dying on Wednesday.
Really? Nearly half of the House almost died on Wednesday. The House has voted to impeach. What a shocker. What was the vote, actual vote?
Looks like it was 225 to 193.
Again, remember, you didn't get your $600 from the government for 8 months because Nancy Pelosi wanted to use the lack of money going out to the American people for political advantage. But they were able to impeach the president of the United States again in a matter of hours. Was he allowed to present a defense, by the way? Was there anything due process or discovery or the right to confront his accusers? You know, those are these little niceties that are covered under Anglo-American law, dating back to the Bill of Rights and even beyond then. They started codifying this kind of stuff back in, what, 1215, the Magna Carta? It's been around for a long time, but hey, it's Donald Trump. We'll reform him with a rope, as they used to say, you know, in the old days, you know? This how ridiculous is this? And the what they're saying, too, is there's this guy, Crow, from Colorado. I never heard of him until now, just like Esplanade. And he said he was talking to some of the Republicans in the House last night. He gave an interview to somebody. I don't know who it was. I don't even know if we have tape of it. But he said that the Republicans were close to tears, many of them, and they're worried about being assassinated if they go back to their districts after voting to impeach. They're throwing around these words like assassinate, like Trump is running some kind of a murder incorporated here, and he's going to today we settle up with everybody in the family, whatever Michael Corleone said in The Godfather. It's just absurd. All the things they're trying to do to him. You know, make him a pariah, shun him, ban him from polite society, destroy his businesses, hobble him with criminal probes and civil lawsuits. Build back better. Build back better. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you could get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. David Marcus is the New York correspondent for thefederalist.com, which we talk about and read stories from and have guests on all the time. David Marcus today has the lead story in the New York Post, What Twitter Won't Censor. It's a really great story. We should probably tweet it out. And he's got some great examples. You know, Donald Trump is now banned from Twitter. A lot of people are banned from Twitter. They censored me today. We'll get into that as we go along. And yet these rabid lefties can say anything they want. There's one they posted on the front page. Hashtag arrest Trump, not enough. Hashtag kill Trump. And then there's a smiling emoji after that. And that's up. That's up. The Ayatollah who's killed, who's an autocratic police state theocracy in Iran, has killed hundreds of Americans over the years with improvised explosive devices. He's on Twitter, and he can talk about getting rid of the Zionist regime, i.e. Israel, and say Palestine will be free while the fake Zionist regime will perish. He's not banned. David Marcus, talk about a double standard here. Thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me. It's a shocking double standard. And I think that the most important thing that people need to know is that Twitter's safety guidelines, and that's supposedly what all of this is about, is they're trying to protect the health of the discourse on their platform. This has nothing to do with safety. This has nothing to do with protecting their users or the American people. Twitter, by censoring all of these entities on the right, are only acting in their own interest. And every time they do it, they're acting in their own interest. So, you know, this notion that, you know, they have to do this because of their safety guidelines, as you saw from the piece and the examples that you just cited, it's a blatant and obvious lie.
Right. How about that? I just played a cut of the of a congressman from New York on the House floor today saying that Trump sent his violent mobs to assassinate Vice President Pence and Speaker Pelosi. I mean, I would say that's pretty incendiary speech, isn't it? Not to mention totally false. Will he be banned? You know the answer. We both know the answer, right?
Of course he won't be banned, because he is a member of the political party that serves Twitter's interests. Mm-hmm. When you look at the people who are being silenced right now, not just by big tech, but all over the place, you're talking about people like Donald Trump and Senator Josh Hawley, who are the biggest enemies of big tech that exist in all of politics. In fact, Josh Hawley lost his book deal with Simon & Schuster the subject of that book was the tyranny of big tech. So it's very clear that they're acting in coordination in order to protect themselves and advance the political interests of the Democratic Party.
Right. Here's another one that you have on in your piece. I don't know who these people are. Someone take this clown out now, all capital letters now, exclamation point, hashtag assassinate Trump, utter evil this man, exclamation point, hashtag Donald Trump. Someone take this clown out now. I mean, this is again, incitement to violence, isn't it? I mean, if a Republican or a conservative or anyone had ever said that about Barack Obama or about Joe Biden now, they would be not only banned, they would be fired from their jobs if they had a job. If they had a business, their business would be destroyed. And yet these people act with impunity, and they don't even get called out on it except by a couple of people who are left on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter's argument for why it should have special liability protections under Section 230 so that it can't be sued the way that the Federalist or the New York Post or even you could be sued or any other outlet is that these are supposedly just general terms of service rules. So if anybody breaks the rules, then the rules would be applied equally.
Right.
We obviously see that that's not the case. We obviously see that there are human beings at Twitter making politically driven choices as to how the rules are enforced. At that point, they're no longer a neutral platform. They're a publisher, and they absolutely should be liable for the editorial choices that they make, just like any other platform is.
Right. You also mentioned here, this is a new one on me. There is a Twitter account that calls itself Pigs in a Blanket, Fry 'em Like Bacon. A call to kill police that is also found in a myriad tweets. That's what the BLM protesters were chanting at some point in various cities. And that means kill the cops. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. And that's an account. I don't see how that could be tolerated, even by the left-wing standards. There is currently a tweet up from the day of the Capitol riots that reads, "I hope the Trumpers out there all die of COVID." You know, David, it goes beyond that, because after I read your story today and, you know, we were trying to get you on the show, I was going over the Internet and I saw that the FBI had posted some new documents from the past about Nancy Pelosi's father, who was the mayor of Baltimore, and he allegedly had mob ties, and JFK, the Democrat president, was asking J. Edgar Hoover to check into this. Right. So I found a story, and it said, here's the headline, revealed, JFK, a Democrat, again, a Democrat, worried that Pelosi, a Democrat's dad, a Democrat, who was the mayor of Baltimore, was associated with organized crime. And then they cited all these FBI documents that were public record. So I said, that's a good story. I think my few remaining Twitter followers would like this story. So I tried to put it up. And I guess you know where the story's going, David Marcus. I try to put it up, and it says, something went wrong. That's in pink. It's in pink, black letters on pink. Something went wrong, but don't fret. Give it another shot. So I gave it another shot and another shot and another shot. And then finally a little blue, black lettering on blue came up underneath. We can't complete this request because this link has been identified by Twitter or our partners, unidentified, as being potentially harmful. Harmful to who, David? To Nancy Pelosi's memory of her father? It's public documents.
It's harmful to Twitter. I mean, listen, these are the same people that banned Dr. Scott Atlas, essentially for saying that lockdowns were a bad idea, that were going to destroy lives and not help very much with the virus, which is exactly what Andrew Cuomo finally said this week.
Right.
So there's no lengths that these people will, they don't care. They don't care about the suffering of the American people. They care about their bottom line, and they care about power.
Yeah. And incidentally, as we all know, Dr. Scott Atlas is a physician, and Andrew Cuomo is not. And then the final sentence,
Andrew
though, David
Cuomo's
Marcus.
Barely a governor.
That's true as well. Their final sentence to me after they refused to post my tweet about Nancy Pelosi's father: visit our help center to learn more. Our help. Have you ever been to the Twitter help center? I haven't.
No.
Listen, I didn't think they would help me very much.
I'll tell you what makes this worse. On Facebook does the same thing, right? And sometimes the Federalist will run an article and Facebook will flag it. Now, the people who flag it at Facebook are their independent fact checkers, right? One of those independent fact checkers is the Dispatch, which is a competing so-called conservative outlet with guys like Jonah Goldberg and David French. So Facebook is literally having our competition decide which of our articles can go on their platform. It's insane.
Wow. Yeah, they really need to be brought down a notch, you know. And I hope Parler gets back up. I gotta get out of this. You know, it's amazing. The only other time I ever got cut off of Twitter was when I was covering a mob trial in Boston. And the testimony was coming so fast, and I was tweeting it. That's the only way you could do it. I just I posted a teenage girl and an inordinate number of tweets, and they said, you got to take a rest for a half hour, Howie. You know? But that's the only time I was ever censored, and it was just a question of posting too many tweets. And but now you would think they would be loosening up a little bit, you know, when they've lost, $5 billion in capitalization.
No, this is a long game for them, right? I mean, they were very nervous that if Trump had won and the Senate had stayed Republican, that those 230 protections were going to be attacked, that they were potentially going to get broken up. So this was an existential threat for them, and they are using the horrible events at the Capitol last week as cover to do basically some illegal things. I mean, what they're doing with Amazon to destroy Parler is illegal, but they're using this opportunity and pumping up this crisis as loud as they can so that they can take illiberal actions in their own benefit.
So I just conducted an experiment. There was a story about one of the Texas election fraudsters that was caught by Project Veritas in Texas.
Yeah.
She was indicted today. And I said, well, let's see if I can get that retweeted onto Twitter. I did. They let that one go through. She's looking at 20 years in prison. She was indicted by the Attorney General of Texas today. So it's not even across the board or consistent. You know, it's just this hurts Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't like this one, so we've got to stop it. It's capricious.
Yeah, the system, it's absolutely capricious. And part of the reason that it's capricious is because the main way that they do this is by responding to complaints, right? So this isn't AI or an algorithm that's going through and finding stuff and getting rid of it. This is much more based on complaints showing up to Twitter and then people making active decisions over, you know, yes or no, whether the tweet can go. And we know that Twitter's staff is overwhelmingly not just Democrat, but very far left progressive. So it is capricious, but it is also mostly overwhelmingly in one direction.
Yeah. So all these people today that are tweeting out, Louis Gohmert from Texas, he was quoting Nancy Pelosi, what she said last year about there, you know, that she's surprised there aren't more riots. And so all these people just, they're dumb, they're stupid, they're not listening, they're not paying attention. They tweet out, Louis Gohmert is calling for more riots. Now, could Louis Gohmert theoretically could call out, he could call the help center, right? And say,
yes.
I've been defamed by these fools who weren't listening to what I was saying. But they're not. These people aren't going to be deplatformed, are they? These idiots who accused Gohmert of inciting more insurrection today. Because it only goes one way, doesn't it, David Marcus?
It really does only go one way. And it's shameful hypocrisy, but it's much worse than that because it is such a powerful platform. that they really do have the ability to impact our lives in enormous ways. I mean, the censorship of the anti-lockdown science was devastating to the United States of America. The censorship of the Hunter Biden story from the New York Post was devastating. I mean, there's polling that shows that had that story just been able to be out there without being falsely smeared as Russian disinformation, that could have swayed the election. It's entirely unacceptable.
Oh, God. It's so frustrating, but it's great to see this. It's great to see it on the front page of the New York Post, and you did a great job with it. I think you could probably do a follow-up every day for the rest of your life, too, couldn't you?
I mean, we basically have. I mean, the day before I ran a piece at the Federalist called "Twitter is the Enemy of the American People." I mean, the spotlight has to stay on them, and big changes need to happen. And you know, you guys can rest assured that the New York Post and the Federalist are not going to back off of this anytime soon.
Good, David Marcus. We'll tweet the story out and see if it. we'll try to tweet the story out. Let me put it that way. It went through. Okay, we have tweeted it out. That's the good news. All right, David Marcus from The Federalist and The New York Post. Check out the story. We just tweeted it out. What Twitter won't censor. Big tech's purge of hate and parlor. Pure hypocrisy. Thank you, David Marcus. I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reason. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free, and it's plentiful. They're located right off the interstate highway. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. If you haven't been to the dentist in a while, you really need to get in there. The protocols they've taken make it a more pleasant experience, believe it or not, than it used to be. And it was always pretty good to go to Perfect Smiles. And we were talking to some of the people from Perfect Smiles today, and they say that some of their clients, believe it or not, they're grinding their teeth more. They're so nervous. They're so on edge about this panic and about all the unrest and turmoil and economic chaos, among other things, in the country. They're grinding their teeth. It's bad. You need to take care of your health, your dental health. It's very important. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarsShow.com.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I should try to tweet out another version of this Pelosi story about Pelosi's father being investigated by the FBI at the behest of the Kennedy administration. Apparently they were considering him for some kind of administration post. He was a former congressman and former mayor of Baltimore, and they were worried that he was mobbed up. And it's right here. Request for investigation of D'Alessandro, former U.S. congressman and mayor of Baltimore, has been received from the White House. Position for which being considered not known. Bureau files contain numerous references to D'Alessandro, which are being reviewed. Etc., etc., etc. Not everything that's in the FBI files obviously is true, but you know, did Twitter ever censor any of the dodgy dossier, which wasn't even an official public document? It was just made up crap by the Clinton campaign. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes, Howie, you remember everything. Do you remember, I think it was Ferguson, that Obama and Holder were being accused of inciting a riot?
It seems to me that after they decided not to press charges against the Ferguson cop, that Obama went on the air and he didn't exactly, try to calm the waters very much. And then they sent some kind of investigative unit from the Justice Department and the Community Disorders Unit or some such thing to just continue the investigation and continue stirring up the pot, when it was pretty clear to everybody who did any kind of investigation whatsoever that the gentle giant Michael Brown was the one who instigated his own death by attacking the police officers. It's so true. Thanks for the call, Sue. 844-500-4242. All right. We will be back with more after the top of the hour break. 844-500-4242. Stand by for the Chump Line. I'm Howie Carr.